Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Revolution, and I invite you here to be part of the solution. And I've got a guest with me today. Very excited to bring you Roger Landry. He's with the TLBTalk.com, a new platform where you can put up your site, you can have your chats and your business and your just all kind of stuff. I just got signed up myself, and you know it's a new platform. But I invited him on to talk about that and just what's going on in the community. I mean, I'm looking at the FBI now going to be sicked on the parents that don't want to have their children taught perversion. Wow. But am I surprised? No, because that's what they said they were going to do. Cloward and Pivens, look at the plan. StopTheCrime.net. Go look at their plans for you. And then I want you to reconsider whether you want to give them the fruit of your labor in the form of taxation. You are not a slave. They are not your boss. They are not your mommy. They are not your God. They're just men who are telling you, like the school bully, give me your money or I'm going to punch you in the head. And the police are standing right next to them and you're going through the metal detector and the teachers are all there and all the kids are dropping their money right in the bucket. They don't even fight. They just give them the money. They've just even forgotten how to be human. And I'm talking to the Republicans. I'm talking to the Patriots. I'm talking to the Christians and the Nationalists. Because it's us that actually do the jobs, that go to work every day and produce something. Electricians and plumbers and cooks and bus drivers and real people that are doing real things that are producing something. Now, not only do they want you to pay for welfare humps sitting on their behinds having babies, but now they're going to bring in 600 million brown skins from around the world with different cultures. With no skill sets, they're emptying their prisons into this country. It's like Cuba. You know, can you say Scarface? Remember Scarface? Can you say Scarface over America, not just Miami? This is who they're sending, hardened criminals, killers. And everybody just sits there. All you white people, I don't understand you myself. I mean, we know there's not a race problem in this country. You can't elect Barack Obama twice, and he really did win. People really did want him. I mean, I was watching people. You know, I talked to people. I know people that voted for him. So you can't do that in a racist country. See? But it's whatever they tell you to pay attention to. You watch their stupid news, their mainstream channels. You do what they say. You obey illegitimate authority as they tell you to cover your face, don't breathe. God said, I've given you the breath of life. He said, be fruitful and multiply. They say, kill your babies. Governor Northam wants to keep the babies comfortable while he, you know, carves them up, takes orders for the babies, and then carves them up over weeks. No anesthetic. Just carve them up. Keep them fresh. We sell fresh organs, not contaminated. I mean, you know, how is it legal to do this? How are we putting up with this? Because you're all numbed and dumbed. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't start taking some action, you're going to burn in this. I'm brown. I can blend. Okay? You don't understand. If you don't recognize that you are the target, that those are your children, they're getting ready to try to vaccinate with a poison shot that's going to give them synthetic AIDS, destroy their immune system. I mean, what are you thinking? For something that 99.997% of people survive? Oh, my goodness. So these are the kind of issues that, you know, I want to talk to Roger about. I'm just going to kind of let him go. I wanted him to promote anything with to do with any of his projects. He's in multiple projects. But I'm trying to get people personally involved in the solutions for your life. I can guarantee you, you care more about your life than I do. It's not mine. I'm not going to bust my hump to make sure you eat. That's your job. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. That's the truth of it. Bringing in all these people, this is wrong. This is insurrection. This is invasion. Being supported by the people in your government that you call your bosses, apparently. You keep giving them your money and doing what they say and giving them access to your children. You keep spending your money with them. Nobody wants to work. Well, you know, this is what it looks like when you do those things. There's fruit that comes from your behavior. So anyway, Roger, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so pleased that you came on with me. Sorry for that rant, but I wanted to just kind of put some meat on the table. Now, eat at it however way you want to. And, you know, talk about the TLB Talk. I know it's a new platform, trying to get some competition and some ways for people to participate and not have their product and property stolen, you know, and be banned and whatnot with all these. I'm not into all this yet, but, you know, for the people that know what's going on, and I know you know what's going on, so take it away. Well, where do you want to go?
First off, thank you so much for a platform that allows me to put the word out. That's always appreciated. And by doing so, you're doing exactly what you're telling people you're doing, and you're proving it. So I appreciate the platform. And I want to start this all off by something you and I, and we've only talked twice, I think, once on John's show and once yesterday, or actually today.
Yeah.
I would tell you that what you are discussing and what your mission is the entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project. And for everybody listening, TLB Talk is a brand new social media platform, and we will get to that. It is not the mainstay of the Liberty Beacon Project. The Liberty Beacon Project has been around for over a decade. The original site was and still is thelibertybeacon.com. And we have news websites across the planet. Now, people will tell you, you've got news websites across the planet. That means somebody sits in America, looks at the news over in Europe, and writes stuff about Europe, and you call that a European platform. No. We have a platform that is run out of Paris, France. It's called Europe Reloaded. We have a platform that is run out, these are websites, okay? And that's called Europe Reloaded. We have a platform in England run by somebody who lives in England called UK Reloaded. And I could go on. This is a global project that is 100% funded by those who wish to keep us up and running. We take zero corporate dollars from anybody. So over the last 10 years, what we've managed to do is not only gather a lot of people who want to know things that they're not going to learn from anybody else, because anybody that's taking corporate dollars has limits on their speech. Okay, let's talk about free speech, all right? I have a sponsor from the pharmaceutical industry, and they're one of the biggest sponsors for commercials on the planet. That means that going forward, anything that might even be related to that product or may have consequence of that product, you can't talk about. Why? Because he supports your show. He keeps the lights on. He keeps, or she keeps, so on and so forth. There's no corporate dollars in this project whatsoever. We simply live on $5 a month donations, reoccurring donations from individuals. That's it. And if we can't do it with the money we're bringing in, we're going to find a way to do it another way. What is this called? This is all called, well, let me give you the entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project. And please don't cringe, because it's not a book. It's not a chapter. It's not a paragraph. It's not even a sentence, really. The entire mission statement of the Liberty Beacon Project is the eradication of programmed ignorance, which is something my host convinced everybody out there with those absolutely phenomenal preface she gave on this show. That's exactly what you're looking at. What we have done since actually the end of World War II in the American schools is we have dumbed down a population intentionally. We have changed history. Look at the history books that your 8 or 10 year old today is learning from. And remember what you were taught, okay? 30, 40, 50 years ago, remember what you were taught. It's not the same thing. Politics, we have teachers bragging. Yeah, there's actually a video about this, okay? Mm-hmm. Bragging about teaching the children to be communist, and they get to do it for 7 hours every day. We have college professors bragging up a storm that they can put their Marxist idealism in front of their students, and if they want to pass, they better learn it. This is the world we live in. This is not the fault of your children. It's not the fault of your grandchildren. This is the programmed ignorance that my host has been talking about. This is what they are telling you. They will tell you, and Hitler said it best, let me control the books, the school books, and in a generation, I'll control the nation. If you control the children, you have less than 20 years before you can literally take over a nation. Now, for anybody who says, who the heck's going to wait 20 years or even 10 years, you need to understand, again, my host alluded to this brilliantly, the people who run this planet today have had plans in session for hundreds of years, not generations, not decades, not years. We're talking well over 100 years, the total, okay, takeover of this entire planet by a new world order, a one world government, whatever you want to call it, has been planned. If you listen to the Liberty Beacon 10 years ago, we were telling you, and I was doing shows stating this, that we were heading for exactly what the elites wanted us to head for, and that is a global governance. And those who wish to push back against it will be put in their place. Take a look at COVID-19. Take a look at SARS-CoV-2. I want you also, anything I tell you, you can take to immediately, even while we're on the show, take it to any search engine, put it in and see what you come up with. Okay, let's take a look at what we have here. What are we shutting an entire nation down for? What are we destroying an entire economy for? Why are we literally transforming the entire planet for a virus that 9 nations who have been challenged under the freedom of information in their own countries, including Canada and the United States, cannot show one shred of proof that COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 has ever been isolated? Ever!
Well, but hold on now, because here's what they're doing. This is kind of like a little weapon, a little poison pill kind of thing they're doing. So, yeah, it's been isolated, and it was isolated with the Thomas Watson computer, the best, it's a Pradhan et al. In yeah. India. And they used the Thomas yeah. Watson computer, and they said it's a combination of AIDS, MERS, SARS, Ebola, and the sensitine 1 protein spike. And then when you look at the emails from Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak over January 31st to February 2nd, and the question is, how do we cover up, what do we say about how there's AIDS in this? And so what I'm saying is, it's not debatable. They just want to say, oh, it hasn't been isolated. So everybody fights about whether it's been isolated or whether it's not been isolated. When it's been isolated, that's why they've been killing all those microbiologists. I quit counting at about 150, and that was like, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. It was a while ago. I don't even count them anymore. Dead doctors, dead microbiologists, people who could identify this, because it's simple to identify. And so Dr. Sherry Rogers, she's a medical doctor with 4 board specialties. The woman sits for 4 boards. She's 75. So she did the powerhour.com every Friday from March 13th all the way to the end of April, second hour. And in April, it was like both hours. She's very calm, nothing like me. Very sedate, 75 years old. She plays tennis 6 days a week. She had 27 diseases they said were incurable. She started doing cardio-ion panels, isolating what is wrong with your nutrition in your body, just like all these COVID people are coming up vitamin D deficient. That was a CDC study from a week ago Friday. And they said 83% of those people were deficient in vitamin D and of the ones that died. And so even Anthony Fauci said he takes vitamin C and vitamin D because he got pressed into answering the question. But you still don't hear him promoting that for the people. And this is my point. I'm saying we need to stop waiting for them to take action and stop outsourcing our thinking and letting them tell us with the news every day what to think about, and to bring it back home to the truth and what works and what makes your life better. Your understanding of how your body works. It's a necessity. You must learn. Just like you learn what you should be eating and putting in your body. Oh, oops, the food pyramid. We've been wrong about it, but, you know, why are you doing what these people tell you to do? Jeffrey Epstein, the NXIVM sex cult, these things were in court. Come on now. As Charlotte Iserby, deliberatedumbingdown.com. She's third in command under Ronald Reagan of education. Her dad and her father and her grandpa were skull and bones. They thought she was one of them. And she saw what they were doing, and she took it and made a book out of it. You could read the old book. It's like a telephone book, 1.5 inches thick, 8x11. And everything, all the documents. She got fired over it, but she sure did empty that vault, put it right down on paper what they were going to do. Just like they put down the plans for the invasion of this country, the destruction and collapse of this country under Cloward and Piven, 2 Columbia professors that put this together. Let's flood them with illegals. Let's wreck their countries and send them in. Now, wait a minute. Why aren't we tracking this money? This is the same thing with 9/11. Oh, there's $2.2 trillion missing. Oops. You know, 9/11. And it's the same thing. Why do they keep doing the same thing over? Because we're still sitting here like a bunch of pussies. And so what I'm saying to you is start changing your own life. Start where you have power. Make the move. And don't make excuses. Don't talk about, you know, why are your children still in these schools? You got the FBI is now going to come after your children, or come after mommy and daddy, because they went in there and said, no, you can't teach my 4-year-old how to have sodomite sex. Expect some bleeding. That's the California curriculum. And when they say that California parents can't educate their children under the California Education Code, they can't control the education. That's true, because you are in loco parentis, your parents' patriarch. You are a subject. You have registered your child, and you have merged your responsibilities. They're the same as you when that child is in the school. So if they want to do a vaginal exam to make sure your 10-year-old wasn't molested, so they're sitting there spreading these kids' legs in a gym. This is a Pennsylvania case. And I asked my kids, who's going to win this case? They said, the school. And I said, why? They said, in loco parentis, you gave them permission. And that's exactly what happened with that case. So you need to stop turning over your authority to a third party. It's your responsibility. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, this is what you're supposed to do. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. There's no welfare. There's no robbing your neighbors so you can get what you didn't earn. And now they're going to bring in all these illegals and they're criminals. So while your butt is at work slaving it out, having the bulk of your money extorted from you, they're home robbing and raping your family? Damn! So my point is, let's take some action. We can use these platforms. We can use the groups that you've already participated in, your church groups, your veteran groups. Start doing things to get you somewhere, though. Start, if you've got money in 401ks invested in all these stocks, man, this is not real. These are the corporations that are destroying you. Take the money and turn it into something real. Build a house. Build a cabin. You can put it out for rent. People vacation. Staycations are all the rage. People don't have any money. They don't have any, you know, they can't go anywhere. And so you have a form of a stream of earnings in whatever the current currency is, you know. And you know, you're going to have to get with your friends, with your neighbors. It's just like the TLB Talk platform. We are the builders. We are the producers. We are the people that actually, my daughters are looking at the platform right now. I have an artist, I have a musician, a singer. I've got one that's doing a reading video and a school curriculum for children, because people, if you're smart, will be keeping your children at home. You don't go and fight with those people at the school board meetings. I used to do that. I ran for state school board. I tried going through that, and what I found out was those children are not in my thrall, in my power to control. It's my job to take care of my children, and it's your job to take care of yours. And now that they're doing this, know there's worse coming. We'll come back on the other side and get back to Roger. Thanks so much, and you guys can call in if you want, 512-248-8252. Thanks a lot.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
We need to be undivided from the truth and remember how the hierarchy works. God made the men. The men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage the maids and the butlers of the club. We are the free builder kings of America. We do not have to give the fruit of our labor to anyone. Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org, hisadvocates.tv. Go to the video, who are you? Who am I? You know, who are you? You'll understand the difference between a parent. A parent is not, it doesn't have property rights. It's not real. A mother, she's got property rights. When CPS came and harassed me about my children and my home, I told them to get off my land. Don't come back here. My children aren't U.S. citizens. We're American nationals. Okay? We're not property of the government. We're not chattel. U.S. citizens are chattel property. You're the collateral for the debt. They already stole your gold. They've been stealing your labor. Now they want to kill you and take your land. That's what's going on. And the only thing that's going to stop this is people who decide to spend as much time learning what's going on in the real world as they do watching Netflix and football and drinking coffee and drinking the right beer or wine or whatever it is you're doing with your time. Make this your game. It's a cool game. It's fun to play. It's fun to be free. It's fun to run your life. It's fun to have good fruit. You know, as screwed up as I am in my little life, my children are fabulous. Just good people. Upright, constructive. They work. They're educated. They have skill sets. This is what you do. If you're a plumber, you teach your kids plumbing. My carpenter friend taught us. They built a house. They're going to build some more. They're looking for land right now. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be doing. This is where our minds need to be, not 12-year-olds twerking. Not me too. I was molested. I was, okay, yeah, a lot of us were. Move on with it. This is about saving this nation that our forefathers bled and died for. And I'll tell you what, my brown behind doesn't want to live in Africa. I don't want to go back to living the way the Indians did in the teepee huts. I don't want to live like the French conquerors. I don't want to live. I want to do what I want to do. All my ancestry, everybody wanted to be free. And that's what we have to get back to. And do we want it enough to get off our behinds and do some work to get it? So I was going to ask you, Roger, if you could repeat the Europe Reloaded, the UK Reloaded. What are the dot things? Dot com, dot what?
Yeah, they're all dot com. They're all dot com.
And then, so it's UKReloaded.com, EuropeReloaded.com. And no. You said one more.
LibertyBeacon.com.
LibertyBeacon.com.
And The Falling Darkness. And TLVTalk.com.
There you go. So that's what we have to start
those
doing.
Those are only
folks.
The ones that are out right now. There are three in the garage being upgraded. And they'll be re-released over the next few months. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd really like to get back to what I was saying, because I was going to make a point.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate what you brought up with as far as the isolation, but I don't believe that. And I've done a massive amount of research on this. I honestly do not believe that it has been isolated.
Well, let me cut you off, and the only reason is because I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I do an apothecary, so I make the formulas that, you know, clean this stuff up. And I've been taking care of people with these problems for 20 years. So what I'm telling you is, yes, it's a real weapon. And Dr. Sherry Rogers, just take a look at her work. And then,
I've done all of that. I'm just trying to make a point. That's all. Okay? And I'm not saying you're wrong. What I'm saying is I don't think it's being presented properly. And again, what most people have to understand is there are 9 nations that have not been able to show anything. And this is under freedom of information, which means if they fail to show something they actually have, that is a major crime. So I'm not telling, just let me get through this, please, okay? Do I believe that it was basically patterned via a computer model? They flat out tell you.
Oh, we're hitting another commercial. Okay, hold on. We'll get right back to it. Just remember exactly where you were and pick it up right on the other side.
Yep.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But we should never be afraid to die.
Back we are, and hey, Roger, pick it up right where you were left off. And
thank you. And before we get to TLB talk, there's a point I would like to make, and I don't know if it runs exactly the way you believe, but again, I have done massive amounts of research on this, and all you have to do is go to the Liberty Beacon, listen to me, this is not a joke, and type in COVID-19, and you will come up with over 2,200 articles specifically about that topic. So what I'm trying to say here is, and I'm going to say something and then I'm going to qualify it. First off, yes, they did do a computer model of what they said were fragments of DNA that were found in something that was drawn from a person that was supposedly infected with COVID-19. What they did was they took this computer model and they literally generated, okay, an mRNA sequence that was used to make this vaccine and the spike protein, which is the only real reason this thing was ever developed. I'm going to tell you what I honestly believe and what all the evidence points to. When this all started, the flu went away. Millions of people.
Right.
Flu
right.
The flu went away. Pneumonia went away almost, and we have over 1 million cases of pneumonia in the United States alone every year. And I could go on and on. Everything that happens cyclically on a yearly basis went away and COVID screamed up. And at the same time, people were asking, including in Canada, and I remember when the story came out, the Canadian government flat out had to say, we have no images. We cannot prove it's ever been isolated. Okay, I understand why you said what you said about that, but let me explain to you what I honestly believe. This is something that has been set up for the last decade. 2 years ago, they ran an entire drill called Event 201 to actually make sure that everything they needed was in place. What I'm about to tell you, I honestly believe, and most of the research that I've done leads up to it, and that is this. COVID-19 does not exist. It never did exist. It is the flu. It is pneumonia. It is these things. COVID-19 doesn't exist, but it is the mechanism to force you into taking a vaccine. Today, the sickest portion of the population are not those who have a supposed virus called COVID-19. It is those who have been vaccinated.
Okay.
That is the biggest and sickest group, and it's growing. The same thing in Israel, the same thing in the UK.
And you know what? The Johns Hopkins
report came out. The entire pandemic was planned to give you something.
Right. Okay, now wait. Roger, let me get in this. So Johns Hopkins, they just put out the study. It's just, okay, if you go to Band, BANNED.video, and go in there, and it's probably one of the lead stories up at the top, but it'll be in the boxes as you go down. And it's Johns Hopkins, and it's the charts, country by country, when they gave the vaccine, when they had the death increase in death rates. It's country after country after country. And so, but here's, let me just explain what's happening. So you got it part right, but here's the part where you're wrong. It is a real bug. They really did design it. They have the contracts for the design. They have the emails between Fauci and Daszak from January 31st to February 2nd, where they're saying, how do we explain the four AIDS proteins in the vaccine? How do we cover, what do we say about that?
No, I agree with you. What I'm saying is there isn't an isolated individual COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus alone. It is a combination.
Right. What I'm saying is I'm agreeing with you, okay? Because what mycoplasma is, remember, it was developed by Merck Sharp and Dohme. It's a combination of the Brucella bacteria, which is brucellosis, cow arthritis, and the Vizsla virus in a sheep, which is sheep AIDS. George Merck from the company Merck Sharp and Dohme in 1949 merged this together and made a crystal out of it. And this is the AIDS. This is what destroys your immune system. What I'm telling you is, this is a real bug. They really did build it. Now, did they call everything that was a cold this? Yeah. Did it kill anybody that wasn't deficient in vitamin D or older and on drugs, man-made
with
drugs?
Comorbidities. So
they were toxic. The reason children don't die, everybody gets cold. The reason there's no cure for the common cold is you're supposed to get that happen when you don't clean your body out like Granny on Beverly Hillbillies and Ed's, you know, Jed's hair stands on end, you know, after he drinks a swig of, you know, Granny's tonic. The reason you clean yourself out, if you don't do it yourself, a cold will do it. That's why when you get to the point where you're going to die from cancer, a cold will kill you. And that's normal. A lot of people die from that every year. And so what they did, yeah, you're right. They took all the deaths. They took motorcycle deaths. And I mean, but what I'm saying is, yes, there's a real bug. And yes, it is transmissible, the spike protein in the shot. And they just killed my Aunt Bibi. Okay, she died August 13th. She went in because her grandniece took the vaccine trying to keep her safe. And instead, she got infected with COVID. And because, you know, if you didn't take the shot, no ivermectin for you. All it was every day was, oh, you need to be on a ventilator, on a ventilator, on a ventilator. She kept saying, no, no, no. They wouldn't let her daughter see her. They were starving her to death. There was, why didn't you put a tube in? You know, you can put a tube in her stomach. What the hell? Because they're killing people. So I'm agreeing with you in the killing people, but here's the thing. I got sick with mycoplasma pneumonia. There is no cell wall for this parasite. Now, I sold Rocephin, okay, third-generation cephalosporin, bone-penetrating. I mean, this is the heaviest duty, you know, unless you're, you know, this is the biggest, baddest machine there was. And it was the drug of choice for Lyme disease, okay, going after the brucellosis, the brucella, the spirochete. But no, 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 because what's happening is the mycoplasma is what's doing the damage. If you look at the paper, Mycoplasma, the Linking Pathogen in Neurosystemic Diseases by Professor Donald Scott, it was from 2001, and it explains to you that it was developed by Merck, it's distributed to basically everybody, and now what they've done is jimmied up, and this is what the COVID is. It's the coronavirus plus, the gift that keeps on giving. And when you take the shot, you're literally taking AIDS, synthetic AIDS, something that goes in and destroys your CD4 and your CD8 cells, so your immune system stops functioning. That's why you have all these, you know, mononucleosis and herpes and shingles, all these things that would be latent in your body if your immune system was functioning. Oh, no, no, no. Cancer. Now you people, you know, Roger Stone's wife, she took the vaccine. Months later, she's got third-stage lymphatic cancer. So this is what's happening. It's a clot shot. It's there to cause rouleau, to cause microvascular clotting. What are you seeing in the cardiologists? 400% increase in heart disease, heart attacks, and blood clotting, clotting off the small blood vessels. Normally, over time, if you're clotting off a pathway in your body, it's growing a new pathway. That's why old people, when they have a heart attack, hey, they might live because they've got other circulation. Okay, but if you just suddenly grow a bunch of clots, now your heart, you know, you're this is the heart attacks, these kids, these young boys. That's what's going on. So there really is a pathogen. It's a multi-vectored pathogen. I mean, it's this thing. Hey, the next thing they're going to turn on, watch this happen, is Ebola. You're going to love that one. Bleeding and clotting at the same time. See those? You're going to love this next round. Because they can control this with the cell towers, the G5 radiation. That's why they locked us in our houses. Up went those towers. Here's your new 5G phones. They talk to these things. You're the uplink. If they put the shot in your body, that graphene oxide, that's why Japan got rid of Moderna shots. They saw metal. They saw contaminants. They saw some of the batches were magnetic. I mean, I've got three clients who you can put channel locks on their arms. I mean, you'd stick things to their arms. And that's just how it is, because that's what graphene oxide does, is it rises to room temperature. Some of the batches were magnetic, some weren't. They have the numbers on those batches. So they can distribute them across multiple doctors. They get the data back. The doctors, you know, you got one died here, one had a stroke there, one had a heart attack there, you know, and they're not counting those as vaccine deaths. Oh, well, it has to be 14 days after the second shot before we counted. What the hell is this? If I shot you in the head and you died 5 days later, do I need to be a ballistics expert? Do I need to be? Can I just think for myself? You take the shot, and then you die. And that's it's Wren's Law, Wren's-Law.com. Thomas Wren suing in international court because our broke-ass, pushy, our terrible courts will not handle this issue, will not address this, and we're not holding them to account. And so that's why I'm saying this is all our fault. You have to get serious about it now, though, because they're vaccinating your children in school without your consent. They're offering them bribes and toys to do it. They're perverting your children. Your children, they're not yours. If somebody else is raising them 7-8 hours a day, you didn't raise them. They don't know you. They don't believe what you believe. They believe what their peers pecking at them. I you would not believe how many people that I've had to work on that took the shots because they got pressured. Well, you know, have a backbone. That's what the point is about having those Ten Commandments, that rock of salvation and foundation under your feet. It tells you how to treat your fellow man, how to love yourself, how to love God. You have to respect the truth. That's how you do it. You have to be builders, not destroyers. The people they're bringing in here are destroyers. They're the worst of the worst. No skill sets except how to kill people and take their stuff while you're out humping it. Because you're too lazy, too arrogant, too ignorant, too selfish. The new American ace. I watch Netflix. I get free money from the government. I dump my kids in school every day because my kid's an honor school student. They can't write cursive anymore. They can't do math. Are you kidding me? The deliberate dumbing down is not their fault. It's not the Jews' fault. It's not the globalist's fault. It's your fault. Turn the idiot box off. Get a globe. At least if you're going to invade someplace, you ought to know where it is. Get a Bible. Learn the real history of this planet. There are no lies in that Bible. You still have never had anything in there proven wrong. And every time they dig up a civilization, there it is. There's the Hittites. There's the, you know, there it all is. So we have to stop running from the truth and just stand on that truth and swing that two-edged sword and separate their heads from their bodies, where they've committed treason and murder, democide. This is what's happening because we won't pay attention. This is a year and a half into this. I just lost my aunt. It didn't have to happen. We have to start moving. They're now bringing in the criminals and coming for your children. So that's the point that I want to make. And then, Roger, back to you. And we do have a caller when you finish. Any more commentary?
I'm afraid to jump in on anything else because we've got 15 minutes left and I haven't even had a chance to talk about TLV talk yet. So I'm just going to drop at this point anything that has to do with COVID-19 except the following comment. Okay. When they had 53 deaths a couple of years ago from a newly developed vaccine, it was immediately pulled and never used on the public. When they had 35 deaths for the H1N1, one of the vaccines being developed, they immediately pulled it. It was never given to the public. We have seen, if you take the VAERS numbers all across the United States, Europe, and Great Britain, you've got 850 million people, about one-eighth of the global population. And in that, some will say you've got as high as 300,000 deaths and over 6 million vaccine injuries. Listen to what I just said. Not too long ago, they shut down a vaccine for 35 deaths. Not too long ago, they shut down a vaccine for 53 deaths. There are estimated to be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of deaths already caused by the COVID-19 vaccine globally, and you damn right well better take it. Just shut up and take it. What happened? What happened? That's a fact.
Well, what happened is people are obeying illegitimate authority. And that's what I mean. If somebody tells you, don't breathe, wear a mask, kill your baby, don't be fruitful and multiply, the Bible tells you how to raise children, keeping them with you morning, noon, night, teaching them the truth. You know, if you raise them up in the way they shall go, when they're old, they will not depart from it. They see what's true and right and constructive, and we are not doing that. Not in our schools, not in anything that we're doing. We shipped our manufacturing base over to China, and now we're going to what? Beg them or pay them 10 times? You know, when something costs 10 bucks, we got to pay them 100 American dollars because, let me see, we're printing, $7 trillion in a year? Are you high? And that's what I mean.
No,
they
dumped
us down
more
and they measured
trillion.
How dumb we are.
It's a heck of a lot more than $7 trillion. That's only what they're telling you about.
Well, no, my point is it's all illusory. We are the true money is the stored fruit of a man's labor. We each control our money. We need to change where we direct it. Send $5 a month to TLBtalk.com. We have to support our own platforms. We have to be able to make our own markets. We are the ones that have something. The welfare humps, there's nothing for them. They're just getters. The illegals, all these foreign invaders, well, no, they're staying at globalist hotels and you're paying for it with your tax dollars. Quit giving the fruit of your labor if you don't owe it. If you owe it, pay taxes if you owe them. If you don't owe them, though, you better get a backbone and get your head on straight and quit paying money for your own destruction because that's what's happening. Let's take Dave real quick and then get over to the TLB talk so we can talk about what we can do. Hey, Dave, come on in.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Two quick points. It was very good to have Kelby Smith on. I've been following through his stuff. I'm trying to figure out one thing. You said don't give them your money. So, if someone elects to, with an IRS tax deadline coming up, you can elect to get out of their system, basically. And is that correct?
You're only in their system through fraud. They snowed you. They played you, just like they're telling these parents.
Right.
You don't control your children. Well, no, not under their code. If you sign up, register your child, join the club, we'll follow the damn rules. I'm saying
I just want to get an answer to this.
The club can't hold you because it's a fraudulent. You don't know all the terms of the contract. You didn't even know it was real. So you're not cutting yourself off from anything. You're just stating who you really are. And saying, now I'm laying claim, and I'm going to be the fiduciary, and I'm running this show. And
well,
you
what
your,
needs to be done? A revocation of election, or is that the passport, or what?
Well, no. When you get your passport, it's issued by the State Department. It's for the state you live in. You're an Ohio citizen. You are a king.
When would you?
The government. You are not party or contracting to or with the government.
I'm saying
you are
when
a man.
Would.
Go ahead. I'm
maybe
sorry.
I need to speak to you offline on this, but when would you not be required then to file return?
You're never required to file. You opt to file. It's renewable contract, and you choose to give them your money every year. Stop filing.
Renewable
contract. I quit
paying
taxes in 1994. I quit filling anything
really?
Out because I figured out, what the hell am I doing? Going to work every day. I'm paying a
I'll talk to you further
to
about that.
My children, and then giving the fruit of my labor to somebody else so they could pay somebody to sit at home with their kids.
The other
Forget
point
it.
For Tom I wanted to mention was related to that Kelby Smith. It's basically a psychological operation is being run on us to make us have different ideas of what's going on and be confused. And
right,
that's what
so
you
we
were referring
just stick
to.
Stick to the truth. We're going to break. We'll be back on the other side. And Roger, you should finish up on the other side.
We should never be afraid to die. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Undivided. Yep. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love.
think we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
That's right, and we want to get back to being undivided from the truth. We got Roger Landry here with us today, and he's going to talk about TLBtalk.com and how to get on this platform, how to use it. You know, content is everything. Here's a platform that's, you know, easy to use. I mean, it's the formats are just all there. You just click on them, fill them up with what you want, as far as I can tell. And, I mean, we just got loading it up, and my daughters are going to be using it for, you know, their art, painting, you know, music, distributing their, you know, getting their product out. And that's what we have to do. We have to build our economies back. That's what it's going to take. There's nobody going to come to save you. So you better be getting prepared and thinking of alternative ways to make a living as they try to force you to take vaccines or you can't work or shop or get gas or travel from state to state. These are crazy people. They're evil people. They have to be faced by people who are good, and we are not behaving as good people. So, Roger, talk about the TLBtalk.com platform and what kind of things you can do with it and how to donate.
It's not even about what you can do with it. It's about, is it available and why? The necessity for something like TLB Talk was the tyranny we're seeing today as far as our ability to say what we know to be true. What we are seeing is that a government is literally sponsoring big tech to squelch anything that they tell big tech is not the truth. Let me tell you something about misinformation and disinformation. These are two things that are always decided upon and defined by those in power, not by any dictionary, by those in power. So everything the government tells big tech, which they give a lot of money to, and big tech is like a yo-yo. The government jerks, they go up. The government jerks, they go down. So what we're looking at is tyranny being forced down upon the population by those people we elected to watch over us, by those people we elected to take care of us, to make sure we were free, to make sure that we had our rights and our freedoms. These are the very people that are stepping up to close off your First Amendment right. If you say something that the globalists don't want people to know, they're going to say you're lying, it's misinformation, and they're going to tag you off. I have 9,000 people on my Facebook personal profile alone. I get maybe one or two comments on there or likes a day, and I put at least 15 articles on there every single day. Facebook doesn't let anybody see what the founder of TLB Project has on his Facebook wall. I know this. I know that we have a group on Facebook called the Liberty Beacon, and that thing is squelching.
And they're squelching. Well, hey, Roger, I'm going to ask you if you'd come back. You know, I want to have you on every, you know, month or so, so we can talk about what different options we have to take action and defend ourselves from these criminals and to put them in jail, to prosecute them. I want to see Anthony Fauci behind bars. You know, yep. This is mass murder. We have got to educate ourselves. And thank you so much for being with me today. And I'll get in touch and see if you got some more time, and maybe I can let you talk more next time. Okay. Take good care.
Thank you. Have a good
You're
day.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah. You either go to church or you're going to go to hell. Get a job or you're going to go to jail. Undivided. We didn't think like that. Yeah, why we got to be all white and all black?
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic.